This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm your host, David Knight. Alex Jones is going to be joining us live in the next segment from Europe. We have a large show today in terms of news. Starting with economic news, after a five-week shutdown, the Greek stock market has come back, and it's come back with a 23% decline. They say this has been shut down for 5 weeks. Of course, one fund manager is describing it as herd behavior, herd mentality. People are very concerned as to what's happening in Greece, and with good reason. It's not just a overreaction. I'm surprised that it didn't fall any farther than that. And, of course, Alex is in Europe, looking at the economic takedown, the planned economic takedown of the European nations, especially the ones in the periphery, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, Spain. He's going to Spain, and we're going to have some reports later in the program because you're very limited as to what you can say about Spain when you're in Spain. They have enacted a true Spanish Inquisition when it comes to freedom of the press. It's just been reenacted. They were prevented from taking pictures in public that would normally be things that would show up on Google Streets Map. They were intimidated. They had their film erased. Of course, that already happens here in the United States. If you go in front of a Federal Reserve office building, you can very easily have that happen to you here in the United States. And that kind of tyranny is expanding everywhere. But they're seeing it the worst in these peripheral states of the European Union. Now, in other news, especially financial news from Europe, we have our first criminal conviction of an individual manipulating the LIBOR exchange rates. These are the London Interbank Exchange rates that interest rates everywhere are based on. Whenever you buy a car, you buy a house, those interest rates are based on LIBOR. You've probably seen that when you got your loan, especially if you were looking at a variable rate loan. You know that that's constantly indexed to the LIBOR exchange. We had massive fines, by our perspective, against UBS and Citigroup, although from their perspective, in terms of the money that these people make for money laundering, for rigging the markets, they were slaps on the wrist. The large amounts, when you look at these billion-dollar fines, you say, well, that's a lot of money. Not when you're making the kind of money that they are. A very small percentage of their earnings. Yes, crime does pay. Bank robbery does pay when you're the bank and you're robbing other people. Now, this is the first individual who's been convicted of a crime. He was charged with 8 counts of conspiracy to defraud. He was convicted on all of those counts. One of the interesting things about it, the Wall Street Journal points out, is that in 2013, he entered an agreement to cooperate, to plead guilty, to testify against his alleged co-conspirators. Part of that process, he gave 82 hours of taped interviews to investigators in which he repeatedly admitted that he had acted dishonestly, and they used that against him. Apparently, there's no honor among thieves, government thieves or banker thieves. Here's another thief, John Boehner, somebody that ought to go to jail, but the best we can do probably is just get him out of the speakership. Remember, we talked about last week how one of the congressmen from North Carolina, Mark Meadows, had just had it with Boehner. He'd had it with a thuggish regime that would penalize people if they didn't do everything that Boehner demanded. And, of course, Republicans, especially grassroots Republicans, Republican voters, feel and are betrayed by what Boehner and McConnell have done after that last election. Voters gave the GOP a majority in both the Senate and the House, expecting that they would do something about the issues that they had campaigned on, like open border, Obamacare. They have done nothing. They basically just thumb their nose at the voters. So a lot of people are angry with good reason at John Boehner. We just saw with these videos coming out, he couldn't muster any concern whatsoever about these Planned Parenthood videos. Now, in this particular case, what's interesting about this is that they'd intended to bring this up and just shut this down. Said, oh, there's nothing to this. This guy, Mark Meadows, doesn't have any support. They were going to shut that down, and then they started calling around, and they found out, ooh, we might lose this vote. Very interesting. we might have an option here to get Boehner out. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Alex Jones will be joining us live from Europe.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be co-hosting today with David Knight, who is in Austin, Texas. I am at the Pantheon, built in 126 A.D., or basically 1,800-plus years ago. This is the only Roman original structure that wasn't destroyed. That's because in 410, about 200-plus years after this was built, close to 300, when the Germans took over, the German barbarians, their leader, Alaric, marched in through those doors. I'm going to take you in there in a moment. With a live feed, if you're watching on TV, I'll describe it for radio listeners. And he thought, this must be the house of the gods. They burned and destroyed everything else, all the fantastical stuff here. So imagine the city's on fire, women are all being raped, the men are being killed. Major parallels to what's happening in the United States. We come to you live, broadcasting worldwide. And I just went in and taped a whole special report that's going to air tomorrow, rather the whole tour. It's 10 minutes long. We're going to add some images to it. That'll be on the radio/TV show tomorrow, tying it into all the historical parallels. We're going to be going to the Vatican. It's openly calling for world government now with the new pope. We're going to be talking to people on the street, so much more. Rob Dew's here with us. He's off doing some shoots right now. I've got Buckley Hammond, my cousin, running camera for us. But I wanted to go over the news that's currently at Infowars.com as we sit here at this historic site in the middle of Rome here in Italy. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see a chilling article from Reuters. And it's like they're talking about the price of a new F-150, or it's like they're talking about, you know, the weather. It's just real nonchalant. Oh, Obama has announced that we're going to start bombing Syria with the U.S. Air Force and NATO anytime Syria fights the rebels. Well, the Pentagon admits 90%+ of the rebels are al-Qaeda, are ISIS. And it was 2.5 years ago that our own military said, we will not fight for al-Qaeda. And they put out the thousands of tweets with officers holding up signs, covering their faces, saying, I don't want to be in the Air Force for al-Qaeda. I didn't stop to be part of a Syrian civil war. Syria's done nothing to us. We just destroyed 5 years ago Libya. Now they admit it's a failed state, worse than ever, a base for al-Qaeda and ISIS. And now they're saying that, just like, it's no big deal, no big fanfare this time, no building a case, no making up chemical weapons attacks like they got caught doing before that the al-Qaeda Saudi Arabian rebels launched. No, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're told that it's just, oh, if Syria fights the rebels, we're going to bomb them. This is incredible. Supposedly it starts next week. So they won't bomb ISIS, taking over Iraq, taking over Libya, taking over areas of Africa, attacking the West, attacking France. Obama said missiles and bombs are not the answer for them because that's their Saudi Arabian proxy army. But it is the answer if Syria fights back against these people. They've killed over 300,000 Syrians the last 5 years. They've blown up almost every church in the country. They are murdering the non-radical Muslims. This is a serious war crime by the evil people that run our government. The people that run our government harvest babies' organs, keep the babies alive to harvest the organs. That's all coming out. We have corrupt federal judges, in my view, that come out and say there's a gag order on this. It's a state secret. Well, the truth's already out. And so it just shows we have pure, unmitigated, unadulterated evil. How long did I tell you that they sell baby parts? That's really what it's all about. It's been out there for a long time. Now these videos are coming out. So no matter what the globalists try, this is coming out. Let's go walk around a little bit here. We have all these cultures, all these histories. And humans repeat themselves over and over again throughout history. We only live on average 75 years. We act the same. We behave the same. The same type of con artists over and over again are able to take over, and then we start this cycle again of rebirth, getting rid of them. Well, the technocrats this time believe that they're going to be able to successfully, you don't need to show me, Buckley, you can show folks incredible size. Thanks. The technocrats think they're going to outsmart human instinct this time that always overturns the tyrant. This is the type of insanity we're talking about. And there are so many other countless articles that are completely over the top at Infowars.com. And it's all done by design to basically break our will and to condition us to accept anything and everything. And Rome tried to put the public on welfare, ended up making the Romans so weak, they finally fell to outsiders. In fact, Rome, starting in the time of Julius Caesar, 50-something B.C., began to bring people in to the country to be voting blocks who would then outvote the Roman citizens. They began to make foreigners basically citizens.
Good boy. How you doing?
Good, man. We got this guy dressed up in a Roman outfit here, pretending like he was stabbing Buckley. So here we go into the Pantheon as I give you this breakdown. We have a detailed breakdown coming up tomorrow. It's just so wild to see world government openly being announced, and then to hear the media saying it doesn't exist, to hear the media saying it doesn't matter, and that everybody should just basically accept it. But the good news is people are waking up. The problem is that we've got an awake population. We run into so many Romans that are awake here in Italy, but then they ask, what do we do? Well, you wake others up, you stop complying with the system, you vote with your euros, you vote with your dollars. Now, we're crossing the threshold of the Pantheon right now, if you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. And when Alaric, the leader of the hordes out of Germanium, the Visigoth chieftain, marched in here, this is the only building they didn't ransack or burn because they thought this must be the temple of the gods. Now it's a church. But then it was also a Christian church. Previously, it had been a pagan temple. And if you look up, this is what so many modern domes are based on. Has the big hole in the ceiling. Just simply amazing. So this is what InfoWars.com is all about. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. So we're here trying to get people to think about what's happening, trying to get people to understand. I mean, this is the very floor that was here in 126 A.D. after the death of Christ. This is the original floor in here with the red marble on the white, with the gold marble on the red. Simply incredible. Now, look, there's so many other articles at InfoWars.com. We've got a special report coming up. We were just in Spain, and we went to Valencia because we knew that there was a beautiful art city. We went to Valencia because we knew that they had a bizarre science museum with beautiful architecture that's dedicated to eugenics. And whenever we got there, Rob New has the reports coming up. He's trying to upload it right now from the hotel. Hopefully we'll be ready today, if not tomorrow. And it was based on eugenics and was very proud of it. You see, Spain's the only country that was fascist in World War II that didn't get in trouble for it. They claim they were neutral during the war, but actually Edward VIII, the Nazi king of England, was able to escape out of Germany into Spain. Franco was a fascist on record, and so they were the only fascist country not to fall, and they basically have continued so much of what they're doing to this day. And the reason we focus on eugenics is that's the real religion of the elite. But they're not just trying to, quote, get rid of the infirm and the problem people like they claim. And that wouldn't be good either. It's always is a part of innocent people. It's just you can't pick and choose life like that. They're really targeting the informed. They're really targeting people that they call bad sons or folks that would be rivals to what they're doing. So it's an attack on intellect. It's an attack on civilization. Some of the stuff in here predates the Christian takeover. And up here you can see the big fascist eagle, so much of what modern Washington D.C. And logos, symbolism is based on, and it's holding a bundle of sticks in its feet in all the countries that it's been able to conquer in. On the broadcast, but the good news is we're not bragging when we say this. We have been basically stopped every couple minutes by listeners from all over the world, Germany, France, England, right here in Italy, right here in Rome. And so it's very, very exciting to see all of this happening, to see people aware of what's going on. And that's why we've built the InfoWars operation now with our reporters and more reporters. Hopefully we're going to be able to hire so we can always have someone, whether it's in Japan or Russia or Africa, or in independent countries, documenting what's happening and really showing people context. This is all unedited live, no teleprompter. Nobody else does this in the media. Nobody does this in talk radio. This is what it's really all about, showing we've got the intel, showing we've got the data. We're going to go to break in a moment, and I'm going to throw it to David Knight. Again, I'll be co-hosting more with live shows throughout this week, and then I'll be back, Lord willing, next Sunday for the syndicated transmission. But this is what it's all about. This is what we're trying to do. And this is what you have helped build, is one of the only true independent media operations that's pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-Renaissance, and is aware of what's happening and what's going on. So InfoWars.com will continue to report. I want to just say the crew's been doing a great job this week, as always. David Knight doing an amazing job. It's so fulfilling to be on a train or getting on a plane to be able to listen to the free iPhone app. That's so fulfilling to have police nod, say InfoWars, and to have customs know who we are, here in Italy, and to say that they're listeners. It is so truly invigorating and exciting to see this. But there is a lot of bad happening as well. We're here exposing it. But that's why they want to shut down the independent media, because we can expose Planned Parenthood. We can have these victories. We can expose Monsanto. They don't like it. We can break the left-right paradigm. I'm going to throw this back to David Knight. More special reports coming. It's going to be jam-packed as we're here in Rome reporting on the globalist takeover. We're going to the Vatican next. We're going to expose that incredible situation with the Pope calling for world government and carbon taxes. Man on the street, it's all coming up. Alex Jones throwing it back to David Knight and the InfoWars.com News Center in Austin, Texas.
And again, that's Alex Jones in Rome. And when we come back, we're going to look at not only Obama bombing Syria, literally, but he is going to bomb our economy metaphorically using the EPA. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining us again from Rome is Alex Jones. Go ahead, Alex.
David, I'm going to get out of here and let you get to all the important news. But I just wanted to point out that for as negative as the globalists are, human achievement, human development is limitless and amazing because we're made in the image of God. We hadn't eaten in about 5-6 hours. Total cafe where we just got some pizza here together. Buckley Hammond and his wife over here, my good friend. Should we say your name there? All right. There's Miranda Hammond. And she's on the trip with us, doing a great job. And we're just here at the Pantheon. We've been out shooting reports all day long. And this is something humans built almost 2,000 years ago that they can't even reconstruct as good today. And look at the pyramids, and just look at mathematics, and look at science. We're a very special species. And the globalists are basically threatened by us. That's why they're demonizing us all day long. So when we talk about the bad stuff in the world, it's not that we're being negative. We're defending the good from the bad. I mean, look at this great culture of Italy being taken over by the globalists right now, being looted like they've done in Greece with all their tax increases. Look at how we still have things so good and this overabundance because our forebears weren't lambs that stood up for freedom, just like in the United States. So that's what it comes down to. And I'm very thankful and humbled to the listeners for their support and what we're all able to do to really shift people out of the trance they're in and just look at the wider world that is around everyone. So from myself to the larger viewing audience and listening audience out there, this is history that is taking place right now. And we can turn the tide against what's happening. That's the news I want to break down. But we have to value humanity again. We have to value freedom again. We have to value family again. We have to realize how outrageous it is. There's an attack on the institution of men and women loving each other and being together, and the state and the media trying to get people fighting with each other and to get in the middle of that. I mean, how sick is this? How sick is it that one of our main exports is baby parts now? How sick is it that we put up with all this garbage? Wake up out of the trance. Break the paradigm. Come together, humanity. Realize that we do have amazing potential, and the globalists fear that. All right, David, a ton of reports coming up. Fabulous job. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. And as Alex mentioned, he's in Rome. They're going to be going to the Vatican. And, of course, very shortly, the Pope is going to be coming to America. He's going to be selling an agenda. And we see part of this agenda and the effect of this and some regulations that came out yesterday. You know, Alex mentioned that Obama is stepping up the war in Syria, stepping up the bombing there. At the same time, saying it's a humanitarian mission, but they give their Saudi proxies free rein to bomb massive numbers of civilians in Yemen. Nevertheless, they're going to step up the bombing. We're going to report on that and some of the other things that are happening there. Of course, that's been going on for a while. There's also reports of British soldiers who are there, SAS soldiers in Syria, dressed as ISIS. We're going to talk about that. But Obama is also bombing the U.S. economy, metaphorically, using the EPA. Just yesterday, we found that Obama has proposed, and I'm not sure if this is just a proposal or if it will be an imposition of these EPA regulations. We're going to have to see exactly how that works. Of course, there'll have to be some court fights. We'll actually have to have someone in Congress to fight this. I don't know if there's any will for that or not. Obama is proposing new regulations that are far more stringent than they were in the past. This is an article on Infowars.com. Obama's climate fascism is another nail in the coffin for the U.S. economy. Is he really trying to kill the economy on purpose? Well, yes, he is. Quite frankly, cheap energy is the basis not only for our living standard, it's the basis for our life expectancy. He's trying to kill not only our lifestyle, he's trying to kill us. Understand, when the Pope takes on this climate change agenda, when he starts promoting this and ignoring what is going on with Planned Parenthood. Have you heard anything from the Pope about this? No, you haven't. Did you hear anything about the massive sea change in marriage, the regulations here? No. These are two things that have been the bedrock of Catholicism, the family, life, standing in opposition to abortion, totally silent on these issues. Yet he's pushing global governance on the basis of man-made climate change, along with Prince Charles, along with Obama. He's joining in with scientists like Schellenhuber, who he appointed to the Vatican Scientific Advisory Council, someone who has promoted massive depopulation. And one way that you can achieve massive depopulation is with expensive, unaffordable energy. It destroys our lifestyle. It destroys our lives. It destroys our economy. We're going to take a look at these regulations when we come back. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Syria. And we're going to take a look at the horse race aspect. They're off. And tonight, we have the first debate. It's not Thursday, but it's tonight in New Hampshire. We're going to tell you about that when we come back as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Supermail Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. Alex Jones just joined us live from Rome in the previous segments. We're going to have some special reports from him coming up, especially some reports from Spain, because there's not much that they could say about Spain while they were in Spain. Isn't that interesting? America's getting like that, too, as I pointed out. But he will be joining us with some special reports later in the program. I wanted to point out that, you know, we've had free shipping through the month of July. We really didn't push that until the last week or so. We put it up there. It was on the website. We really didn't tell people that much about the free shipping. That ended on Friday, but Alex called this weekend, decided to extend the free shipping one more week this week. Some people are on vacation. We wanted to do this as a thank you to people that did not know about the free shipping. So you can still get throughout this week free shipping on everything that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, all of our products there. One of the products that's in stock, frequently is out of stock, is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. If you go to our site there, InfoWarsLife.com, you can see there's over 400 reviews. Over 99% of those are positive. They would recommend it to a friend or family member. Here's a couple of those reviews. We got one from Faded Holy Soldier in Katy, Texas, says, within a week of taking nascent iodine, my moods were better. I had more energy in the morning. It made me feel more upbeat, happier in the morning. This is the real deal iodine. I love products from InfoWars. Thank you, Alex. You have no idea how much you changed my life for the better. God bless you, brother. Another one from Joseph Jenkins in Dallas, Texas. He says, honestly, I've never felt this good and clean inside out. I have tried dozens of other products, but these from InfoWars are dead on and produce dramatic results in good ways. God bless and keep your head down, Info Soldiers. So that's one of the things that we do to support our operation. We could do commercials. We could ask for donations. What Alex has done, and I think it's a good thing, is to offer high-quality products that will help you to take control of your life, to take control of your health. You can find those at InfoWarsLife.com. And through this week, we have extended free shipping on everything in the store. Now, going back to the articles that we were talking about through the break, teasing what was coming up, of course, Obama is extending and increasing the war in Syria. He is also extending and increasing the war against our economy here in the U.S. We have new regulations that are being proposed by the Obama administration, by the EPA. On Sunday, we learned that Obama is imposing a nationwide 32% carbon dioxide emission reduction from 2005 levels by the year 2030. When it was first proposed last year, Obama's plan called for a 30% reduction. He's up that now to 35. Why not? You know, it's good to be the king. You can just make these arbitrary reductions. We need to have a discussion as to whether or not this is real. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Is this a real threat or is this an agenda by some globalist factions for global governance, for a global tax, to have a planetary council, as the Vatican's scientific advisor has said, Schellenhuber. This is what we see coming. But let's talk about these regulations that are before us right now. They say the final version is even more dramatic. It's gone up from 30%. They say the Obama administration admits this is going to cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars a year, and that electricity rates for many Americans are going to rise substantially. Again, there was an article yesterday from the AP saying Obama to order steeper cuts for power plants. Power prices will undoubtedly rise as POTUS shuts down power plants. Understand, this is going to dramatically affect the economy in many ways. It's not just the price of electricity. It's going to have a multiplying effect. It's like a VAT tax. Everybody that uses energy in any way, shape, or form is going to be affected by that, and that's everybody. And it's a cumulative effect. It goes into the products, not just the air conditioning that you use. This is a way to take down our economy, to create an economic crisis, because it always serves a government that wants to expand its reach. One person who's furious about this, and this came out last week, we had this on InfoWars, a furious CEO of a coal company lets it all out. He says, Obama is the nation's great destroyer. Yes, this is about destroying our economy. This is about lowering our life expectancy, quite frankly, not just our lifestyle. Murray Energy CEO Robert Murray spoke to Republicans at a dinner. He said, Mr. Obama's actions are a human issue to me, as I know the names of many of the Americans whose jobs and family livelihoods are being destroyed. He said, these Americans are my employees, or at least they were his employees. Murray laid off 21% of his company back in May. The majority of the cuts came in West Virginia, which is staring down a $195 million budget gap thanks to the slide in coal prices. You remember Obama had said when he was running for office that he was going to destroy the coal industry. This isn't somebody's projecting what his motivations are. He clearly stated that he was going to destroy the coal industry. Why? Well, it's not because it's dirty. We've got old power plants, but they don't want any coal power plants. They want to destroy all of them because they are obsessed on CO2. We'll get to that in a moment. But he went on to say, Obama administration has issued regulations that illegally bypass the states and their utility commissions and the U.S. Congress and the Constitution. Do you understand this? Do you understand how important this is? This is like the war on drugs, in the sense that we are completely destroying our legal structure, our rule of law for these different agendas. We can talk about the agendas. We can talk about carbon dioxide, and we can talk about whether there is man-made global warming. We can talk about how we should stop drug use. What's the most effective way to approach people with that? I'm not supporting drug use. I am opposed to prohibition, and I am opposed to extra legal tactics that are being taken for this agenda as well as any other agenda for that matter. But again, he's bypassing the states, he's bypassing the state utility commissions, he's bypassing the Congress, he's bypassing the Constitution. We see this over and over again from the Obama administration. He's going to put the EPA in charge of the nation's electric grid. That's precisely what's going to happen here. He continued and he said, coal workers affected by Obama's policies are among the highest paid in the regions where they live. But they also have no one to sell their homes to when they lose their jobs. Thus, these people are prohibited from working, and they fall to the negative side of the economic ledger for the rest of their lives. You understand that. They can't sell their homes. They're the highest paid workers in the area. These are guys who work hard, who do dangerous work, and they're highly compensated. And Obama is going to shut this down because America has more coal than the Middle East has oil. And we can't have America being energy sufficient. We can't have Americans have cheap energy. No, we have to destroy America. He says these people are going to be prohibited from working the rest of their lives, fall to the negative economic side of the ledger. He says, this is not the America I have always cherished. I am obviously not going to give up, nor should you. We have law, science, economics, cold, hard energy facts, and the Constitution on our side. Let's talk about some of those facts that are on our side. This is something from Stephen Goddard, his blog at WordPress.com. Mind-blowing temperature fraud at NOAA. That's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The measured U.S. temperature data from the USHCN, that's a subdivision of NOAA, we'll talk about who they are in just one moment, shows that the U.S. is on a long-term cooling trend. But the reported temperatures from NOAA show a strong warming trend. What's up about this? Well, it's called data tampering. They corrupt the U.S. temperature trend by almost 2 degrees. And he shows the charts here on his blog. Now, there's a couple of different things that they're doing. They're tampering with the raw data. And you can see this one chart right here. If we're looking at this, this is how they have manipulated the final versus the raw data. So that's how they're plugging it right there. You can see that on the screen. That is increasing. And they say here, the biggest component of the fraud, however, is making up data. Almost half of all reported U.S. temperature data is now fake. They fill in the missing rural data with urban data to create the appearance of non-existent U.S. warming. Now, the next chart that we have here is the percentage of USHCN final data, which is fake, 50%. What's going on? Why does he say this data is fake? Let's talk about who USHCN is. That is the United States Historical Climatology Network, a high-quality data set, they say, this is their self-description, a high-quality data set of daily and monthly records of basic meteorological variables from 1,218 observation stations across the 48 contiguous United States. Daily data include observations of maximum and minimum temperature, precipitation amounts, snowfall amounts, snow depth, all the sorts of things you would expect for weather. Now, this is, they say, while some of the National Weather Service's first-order stations are, they say, many of these are located in rural locations, while some are often located in an urbanized environment. And that's what he's talking about. When their data doesn't fit the conclusion that they want, they skew it to the urbanized data. Now, let me ask you, where do you think you're going to get higher temperatures? In the rural areas where there's trees or on a thermometer set up on an airport runway, or on a thermometer in the middle of an urban area? I can tell you from experience, when we lived in North Carolina, we lived probably about 20, 30 miles outside of Raleigh in a community called Pittsboro. Raleigh is not a big city, but it does have a lot of roads. It does have concrete and that sort of thing. But we would consistently see, as we watched the temperature on our car's thermometer, we would consistently see about a 3 to 4 degree temperature differential when we left from Raleigh and went into the area where we lived that was heavily forested. You can get radical changes in temperature if you skew your data by looking at urbanized weather stations and ignoring the rural weather stations. That's why many people have talked about, look at the weather taken by satellite as a much better measure of what's going on here. And we know that the data is being rigged. We've seen this with climate change. You remember with climate gate, I should say. We've seen this with the climate gate scandals. There was the first scandal where there were 1,000 emails that came out. That originally happened in the UK, in East Anglia University. People wanted to look at the original information that they had. There were emails going back and forth saying that, well, this isn't matching our models. We have to manipulate the data to make it fit our models. So a lot of people were suspicious of that. Some people tried to bring that to light. They were shut down. They would not let people see that information. Does that sound familiar? Isn't that the way all of our governments in the West are now operating? Everything is secret. We're not allowed to see anything, especially the raw data that they're using to base these climate change predictions on. And so after much legal wrangling back and forth, 1,000 emails showed up mysteriously on a Russian server that were very incriminating. Well, they came back and they downplayed that, just like the White House is doing with these Planned Parenthood videos. But the emails were very explicit. I think they were very damning, very incriminating. But they ignored it. They continued with what they were doing at the Climate Center at East Anglia University. And then a few years later, there was a second climate gate. They released this time not 1,000, but 5,000 emails showing the same thing. Again, completely ignored by the mainstream press, just as we've seen with the Planned Parenthood videos or with other aspects of things that they do not want to expose because of their political agenda. We tried in the United States to get emails from the University of Virginia from Michael Mann, the guy who created the hockey stick. We tried to get those emails made public. Again, they were paid for by the public. They were paid for with research that was funded by the government at a public university. These were emails that were written while they were on the job. These were emails and data that were used for their conclusions that were then used for public policy, just like Obama's increasing carbon taxes on us. Well, not carbon taxes, but in a way it is an increase when you say you're going to force the reduction of emissions. But, of course, we're not allowed to see those things, so they just merrily go along with this. The only thing I can say, the only hope that we have, apparently, is that these climate alarmists are telling us that Washington, D.C. is going to sink into the ocean. The sooner, the better. The only problem is, they say, it's going to take another 100 years for that to happen. So instead of the Rome on the Potomac, eventually we're going to have a Venice on the Potomac, if they're correct, and they're not correct. This is simply a scheme to allow people like Al Gore to essentially set up indulgences for every time you use energy. This has been a scheme by the globalists for quite some time. They have manipulated our money with a fiat currency, and now that's not good enough. What they want to do is they want to go directly to manipulating the hardcore control by controlling our energy use. Let's take a look at what's going on in a physical war. There's an article up on InfoWars.com. Homeland Security is idle on a 2008 EMP threat. They say government dysfunction is preventing us from protecting ourselves. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe the government just can't get its act together to come up and do something about a possible threat from EMP. And we've talked about what that would involve in many cases. Of course, it could be something like a Carrington event, which we have seen in the past, a massive solar flare that does an electromagnetic pulse that takes out the grid. There was, at the time, that they call it the Carrington effect, because when that happened in the 1800s, I think it was the 1800s anyway, when it happened, there was massive effect on that. It is a natural phenomenon, but it can also be something like an exploding nuclear bomb in the upper atmosphere, creating an electromagnetic pulse. It has the potential to take down the grid. If you take down the grid, people are going to die. There's going to be mass chaos if the grid goes down. We have a just-in-time delivery system. We have a very, very thin lines of supply in this country. Now, they say, according to experts, the minimum needed to protect American power grids from an EMP would involve no more than a few hundred substations that could be hardened for an estimated $100,000 per station. Only $100,000 for a few hundred stations. A paltry sum, absolutely. You're talking about tens of millions of dollars here. Compared to other technological costs borne by Homeland Security, by law enforcement, by military agencies, understand, our military budget is more than half of the entire federal budget. Our military budget is more than all of the rest of the world's military budget combined. So when you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, that's nothing. Why won't they do anything about it? Well, I'll tell you why I think. I don't think that they really care about defending us. They could do something very effective, very cheaply. I don't think they care. There isn't any reason for them to do it because there's not enough profit in it. Maybe because it's only tens of millions of dollars, they just can't get interested in the military-industrial complex because they deal in profits of many, many billions of dollars. That's all they're interested in. So first of all, they can't make enough money doing something about it. And second place, there's absolutely no spoils to be had because it isn't something they can use for war or use to control the population. But let's look at what's going on in Syria. And of course, years ago, we had Wesley Clark talking about how he had been told that they had a list of countries that they were going to go into. And of course, Syria was one of those on the list. They say U.S. jets, this is a story at Infowars.com, U.S. jets to begin striking Syrian forces if they target pro-U.S. rebels. Actually, this has been going on for quite some time. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this has been going on for a long time. We're also going to talk about special forces disguising themselves as ISIS fighters in Syria. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does, at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. In the last segment, we were talking about the U.S. is going to begin stepping up Syrian airstrikes. they say, if they're going to be fighting pro-U.S. rebels. We're going to talk about what's behind that. We're going to talk about the fact that the U.S. has been involved in massive airstrikes on ISIS targets for quite some time. Not very effective militarily, but very effective in terms of collateral damage that's gone on there, just like the Saudi bombing campaign in Yemen. So we're going to get back to that in just one moment. Real briefly, we have extended free shipping for one more week. We have a lot of people we know that are on vacation during the summer. As a thank you to our supporters, to our listeners, we've extended free shipping on all the products at InfoWarsLife.com for one more week. We also have a special on Silver Bullet. You can buy two Silver Bullet, get two free. So right now, while it's in stock, is a good time to stock up on that, as well as things like nascent iodine that are good for your preparedness cupboard. And this is a good time to do it, especially with free shipping and while they are in stock. Again, 50% off Silver Bullet. Buy two, get two free. That's our 30 parts per million colloidal silver. A good time to stock up. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to this article, they say U.S. jets are going to begin striking Syrian forces if they target pro-U.S. rebels. This is from Reuters. This is from today. They say the U.S. has decided to allow airstrikes to defend Syrian rebels trained by the U.S. military from any attackers, even if the enemies hail from forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, the U.S. officials said on Sunday. Even if they're Syrian officials. Give me a break. The whole point of this, for years, they have been targeting, trying to start a war with Assad. We saw this in 2013. They were doing the phony nerve gas stuff that we exposed. Many people exposed it. They backed down with that. They were going to do an outright invasion. You had McCain going over meeting with these Al-Qaeda people, with these ISIS leaders. They created ISIS there in Syria, and now ISIS has spilled over into Iraq. They have been doing everything they can to take down Syria, to foment a rebellion there, to engage a war. And because they couldn't get a war declared, now they're saying, well, we're going to go to the defense of pro-U.S. rebels. These would be the ISIS fighters. To underscore this, there is a report from RT about special forces from the U.K. disguised as ISIS fighters who are already operating in Syria. They say special forces from Britain's most shadowy military unit are dressing as Islamic State militants, traveling deep in the badlands of Syria to track and destroy enemy assets, according to military sources. Why not dress like them? We equip them, we fund them, we train them, we're going to provide air support for them. Remember when we had this debate a couple of years ago when they had this phony sarin gas attack? And we had multiple people in Congress, Rand Paul, others. We had the guy Kucinich, Dennis Kucinich, Democrat, talking about how we don't want to be Al Qaeda's air force. Well, now we're going to be Al Qaeda's air force if they target pro-U.S. rebels. Who do you think the pro-U.S. rebels are there? It's the ISIS Al Qaeda people that John McCain was meeting with. They say it's reported that up to two SAS squadrons of men, about 120 personnel, are operating inside the borders of Syria as part of Operation Shader. So are we providing air support for these covert Western forces who are dressed as ISIS rebels? Are we providing air support for the ISIS rebels themselves, for Al-Qaeda? It doesn't matter, does it? We just want a war. We want more war. Think about that when we come up to this presidential election. Think about, if you're a Democrat, how you were pwned by Obama. You thought you were voting for somebody that was going to reduce the wars, that was going to shut down Gitmo. Huh, think again. And Republicans need to think hard about what's going on as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.